Welcome back to our show, Empower Your Life. I'm your host, Cindy Marie. I'm super excited to delve into this topic, the keys to living an abundant life, in today's solo episode. If you're new here, warm welcome. I'm on a mission to transform, empower, and be the catalyst for your unstoppable journey. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and share your thoughts. Your engagement fuels our commitment to serving you better. Now, before we dive into the simple steps for cultivating abundance, let's draw inspiration from a timeless quote by Mahatma Gandhi. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. Today, we're exploring how to align or shift our thoughts, beliefs, actions, and feelings to manifest an abundant life. To truly live an abundant life, it's super vital to redefine what abundance means. It's not about external wealth or power or positions. For me, it's all about finding internal fulfillment and through gratitude and having sense of purpose beyond yourself. It's all about embracing adventures, continuous learning, personal growth, and sharing the best version of ourselves with others and making an impact. It's super crucial to dive deeper into the concept of abundance, especially in a world where many of us influence to prioritize the pursuit of money and external possessions over joy, peace, and fulfillment. Now, don't get me wrong, money is important, but what truly matters even more is understanding the true essence of abundance in life. Let's explore the power of mindset. We all know we have this scarcity mindset and abundance mindset, where scarcity mindset fixates on lack, fear, and negative thoughts, worrying about not good enough, not having enough money, not valuable enough, not worthy enough, fearing missing opportunities, and constant drowning about negative thoughts of inadequacy or incompetence. I used to believe that for me, I have to have more funds to support charities and organizations that align with my mission, believing that's the only way for me to making a difference. But over time, I realized that it was my limiting belief that holding me back. On the other hand, for abundance mindset thrives on the belief that there's always more, sufficient and enough around us. Here's the thing. We all have the same amount of time. The possibilities and the opportunities to lead an abundant life are within our reach. So going back to my example, ever since then, I can extend whatever amount of funds to support the selected organizations and charities that align with my mission without having that negative thoughts or negative thinking of not enough. Thanks to mindset shift towards having that enough to make a positive impact. So now the question is, how can we shift to an abundance mindset? These three simple steps that I'm going to share with you, some of you might already aware or new, some of you will find it very fresh and excited to experiment. The thing that I want to highlight with you would be stay open, be curious, and put yourself in a position or space to take these simple steps in a different angle. Now, first step, change your narrative, rewrite your story. Creating a new narrative starts by focusing on what's within our power. Instead of dwelling on the things outside of our influence, redirect your energy to create a story that aligns with your desires. For instance, if you want to attract more wealth in money, shift your beliefs about money and ask yourself, do I actually view money positively, or do I attract more of my negative beliefs? So shift your thinking to serve yourself better or your goals better. Now let's talk about more examples. Say you're entering new leadership role. Don't let the challenges of the leadership role overwhelm you. Instead, switch your focus and concentrate on the positive side. Create a story that highlights your strengths, your leadership skills, and what you can do good for your team. Ask yourself, is the leadership role would help you to grow as a person and also for your career? Or are you thinking more or doubting more on your abilities? I would challenge you to challenge those doubts and align your thinking with the leader you want to become. Perhaps you will also want to consider to have a mentor to guide you in your leadership journey. Second example would be, say, you're entering a new romantic relationship and forget about the past relationship problems or fears of opening up again. It's time to shape a fresh and positive story. Focus on your qualities in the relationship and happiness of forming a deep connection. Ask yourself, do you see relationships or new relationships as opportunities for love and growth? Or are you hang on constantly on the negative beliefs or experiences from the past? Foster a positive new outlook in relationships, and I would suggest you surround yourself with people in a long-term relationship or successful journey so that you can be reminded that you too deserve a fulfilling and loving connection. Another example is about entrepreneur world, and we know with entrepreneurship there's so many uncertainties. Don't let these uncertainties or fear of failure or not enough abilities or skills to overwhelm you. Instead, create a narrative that highlights your entrepreneurial spirit and determination. Focus on the opportunities for innovation and growth within your business. And always, always reconnect with your initial why for starting the venture. If your why needs reinforcement, dive deeper into the reasons that ignited your entrepreneurial journey. Ask yourself more. Why do you want or why you want to continue this? Usually we want freedom. We want time, more freedom, more financial independence, and more time with family and so on and so forth. Now, if you lost that track, it's good time to reevaluate your whys, and maybe it's best to also write down more reasons why it's good for you to continue your venture entrepreneurial. So in each situation, the key is to spot the elements within your power. Reshape your beliefs each time and shift your focus towards a narrative that empowers you and allow you to reach your goals. It's all about consciously choosing thoughts that align with your aspirations and contribute to your well-being. Step 2, take purposeful action. Now you know what you want, start taking small, consistent action to become the person you want or you dream of. Show kindness and love no matter how small your steps. Learn from their leaders or people you admire and notice the little things that led to their success in leadership, relationship, and entrepreneurship. Ask yourself, what small action can I do daily and why do they matter? Trust yourself and believe in your journey. You know, one of the examples or one of the things that I have noticed to really constantly giving you this motivation, inspiration, and encouragement is to understand what are those small steps that you are committed to take no matter what. No matter how you feel, no matter how you think, you're gonna show up and do and being your best. And you find out that there are so many clues out there from the successful people, whatever success means to you, there are always clues. So pay attention with that. Yes, and don't forget, small action matters. Let's go back to the examples. First, the money. To shift from the mindset of money scarcity to abundance, initiate a daily gratitude for your financial situation. Start by acknowledging and appreciating the money that you currently have, no matter how small the amount. This practice helps cultivate a positive relationship with money and sets the foundation of attracting more abundance in your life. So, you know, we have this tendency, many of you will say, I'll be happy when I have $1 million or $1 million in my bank. I'll be happy when I met the ideal partner. I'll be happy when I have all of these possessions I want to have. I'll be happy when, instead of thinking that conditional happiness, be happy, be content, be appreciative of what you have right now, and you can change your narrative. Again, it's all about how you create that story and what you express, the words that you use. Start acknowledging that I'm happy now for whatever I have while I'm working hard and showing up, doing and being the best I can for all the things that I want to achieve for my future. Because it makes a really huge difference even by shifting your thinking. And when you shift your thinking, your beliefs, you're also gonna shift your action. Remember the Mahatma Gandhi quote, that's super, super powerful for you to be your guideline. I suggest you have that quote in front of everywhere or in the mirror so you can remind yourself from the very beginning how you can attract what you become is through all of these things from Mahatma Gandhi's quote. Now let's talk about leadership. Action, taking action as a leader. One of the things that I've learned over time that's super, super powerful is building or developing being a great listener. Now it's just beyond having your ears. It's more than what they say, it's more than their facial expression, it's more than their body gestures, it's more than their voice tonation. It's really going beyond that. And you want to be in a place of being curious and stay open for feedback as well. I want to challenge you to start asking questions instead of giving your team members instructions, what they do, what they have to do, instead practicing daily to ask them instead. And, you know, write down all of these things that you've learned from them, because through listening and through raising or providing questions, you will start to understand what works for each individual that you are working with. And that will give you so much feedback on how you can handle them better. And that will give you more elevation to become a better leader to your team and to yourself. So try to take that action. And once again, as a reminder, since it's a new step for you in a leadership role, as a formal position or title, give yourself love, empathy, and compassion that you're doing and showing and being the best you can today and every day. And don't beat yourself or put so much pressure to yourself, because that's just gonna put so much overwhelm into performance for you as a leader. The new relationship. One of the things that I always mention for those either my clients or peers or conversation that we bumped in somewhere and asking me, well, how can I attract, or what can I do to really attract the ideal partner or relationship that I have? One of the things I always say is, once you have the qualities that you would like to have with your ideal partner, you know, take action as becoming that person. You know, if you want someone being kind, being loving, being empathetic, being compassionate, great in cooking, or great at dancing, whatever that may be that you have written down as your ideal qualities for your partner, become that person, because through that you will attract the person that you want to attract, because you're already embracing that persona or identity or characteristics. You're just adding more energy and magnetic field for that man or woman to come into your life. Again, one step at a time, we want to give you this energy, as the most important is that every day you make the best way to create a action consistently. And you remember from this author of Atomic Habits, James Clear that it's all about the small daily step that you take consistently. It's not about, you know, taking big step and then you don't continue. So we want to encourage people who are watching and listening right now. The most important is that you take the daily small step consistently. For the relationship, take action for all the qualities that you want to become or you want to attract your ideal partner, and guaranteed you're going to attract the right person that you've been dreaming to have. Let's talk about entrepreneurs or entrepreneurship. So many things that we can do in entrepreneurial world, we can surround ourselves with a like-minded, heart-minded group or communities. We can go for so many events. But one of the things that I recognize as a pattern that many entrepreneurs fall trap into would be the time. How do we really allocate our time? Check your schedules in your calendar, you know. And the other thing that's super important for me is to prioritize your health. How many hours that we do actually provide the time for ourselves first? Because we want to have that full of energy for ourselves before we share it to people or to others, whatever that form may be. It could be for marketing, it could be for social media, it could be for podcasts, it could be for your clients. And if you don't start of giving yourself the love, the nurturing, the self-love, and it's going to be challenging for you to offer that to the world, especially if you're in the service field of business like mine or like me, we have to put that time first for ourselves. And I'm saying this with conviction because many of us right now, especially nowadays, tend to neglect our health, tend to neglect our self-care for the fact or for the purpose of pushing to make sure that our business will thrive. But just remind yourself, we're going back to our why. Why do you start your business from the first place? You want financial independence or financial freedom. You want to have flexibility. You want to have more time. However, you're not going to have those things, whatever your whys would be, if you don't pay attention with your time and with your health. So check your calendar, right? And see how busy really are you in terms of your productivity? Because there are so many people that I have spoken with, whether that's clients, peers, or other people I bumped in, just having a casual conversation. Usually, they will tell me that I'm busy. Okay, well, take a look from your calendar. It's not being scheduled, right? You must schedule everything. If it's not in the calendar, it's not going to happen. But if you put that in your calendar with specific time, the better, with different format or whatever that works for you, it's going to be better. This is just one of the examples or one of the things that I would like to highlight with you in taking action. Look at your calendar, look at the allocation of your time, and how much do you actually provide for yourself, the self-love, because without that, once again, you're not able to thrive for a sustainable life or for a long-term business that I want people to have. So pay attention for the entrepreneurs out there. The time that you allocate, check your calendars, and are all those things that you put on your calendar really moving you forward to achieve your goals for your businesses? And always take steps with confidence, believe in yourself, faith, trust, and patience. Not only that, but also along in the guiding force of the highest power. Let's move to the last third step, letting go of the attachment to the outcomes. I must say, I think if not, this is really the toughest, releasing the attachment to outcomes. Letting go is like setting yourself free, loosen up on specific plans and enjoy the journey that it might not go exactly as you thought, and that's okay. Sometimes we know all of this, that it leads to something that unexpectedly good. So one of the example that I could share with you back then, for all of you who have known my story, people pleaser and victim, I used to have this tendency to think that disappointment, frustration, and all of that negative thoughts that not really helping me. And so because I've always focusing on that, then I'm also attracting the negative outcomes or negative events in my life. I don't see everything as supposedly happened as is, and just, you know, letting go. I have that somehow personality of controlling things, because for example, as a high performance coach as well, I want things to get done. but I don't practice as where I am right now, and very, very grateful with the coaching journey. And now it's like all about appreciating the effort and the lessons that you gain along the way. You know, it's about enjoying the process, enjoying the journey, enjoying the step-by-step that you take every day, not only the finish line. And I believe there's no really finish line. And we don't focus on the destination itself, but we appreciate the journey, the processes, because through that journey, through that processes, through that step-by-step, actually it's helping us to grow more, to transform more. That's where actually the learning curve for us to unfold the best potential of our being. And though our brain wanting us to be protected, therefore it always want to know something. Are we going to achieve this? If not, then it will protect us. And one of the things that I also learned over time is that befriend to your brain, to your body, to your mind. Tell this thing or tell him or her that it is okay, you know, in a place of uncertainty. It is okay to be in unknown, because that's actually the magic where you can find the peace, in my opinion. And so if we allow things to happen as where it is, and at the same time, you know, I always say this because I think it's super, super important, not only to remember, but also to practice, live, and embed it into our whole being, is to show up doing and being the best that we can every day. If that's how we practice, we're gonna find that fulfillment every day, because we know deep inside of us we did our best, we show our best. And so also as a reminder, you know, when we are in these uncertainties, practice giving ourselves really permission to love ourselves, to be kind to ourselves, to be more empathetic, to be more compassionate, to be more nurturing, and to be more kind. Because, you know, many of us have this tendency to share all of those things first to others. Give to us every time first, so that we fill the cup. And then once you have that, then it's like the freedom that you could just let go, right? So it's the same thing with what we're talking about, that as we change our narrative or we rewrite our story, we take action. The most important that we have to practice every day is to just let go. Let go and have this mindset that things might not happen as you expected or as you planned, and that's okay. And letting go isn't a sign of weakness, right? We want to erase that and shift that it's actually about being strong enough to trust the process. That actually shows courage and bravery to face the unknown and uncertainties. Releasing that need to control everything, and you'll see amazing things happen. You know, the other day or the other week, I have actually posted when we let go, things, amazing things happen, great things happen. And it's just like there's a paradox, right? When you let go and you're not in a place, for example, of scarcity mindset, of desperation mindset, of thinking, you actually attract it easily for what you really want. And I know it may sound easier than done. It's all about the execution. It's all about being conscious. It's all about the practice. And when you practice it with love, guarantee that you're slowly going to experience that it's going to be more liberating and more freeing. And as you practice letting go, think about how it helps you grow and understand yourself better, right? And it's not about losing. It's really about discovering your own strength. So in the big picture of life, let go of wanting things to be a certain way. Enjoy the adventures and possibilities that come your way. And true growth isn't just about reaching a goal. It's about learning more about yourself along the way. And here's the most valuable tip that I could share with you before we end up this episode, which totally worth highlighting. Always practice gratitude. It's easy to overlook the abundance we already have, especially when we wake up each day. You might assume it's given, but it truly isn't. Take a moment to start your day by reflecting on what you're grateful for. And if this is a new practice for you, simply look around within you. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how much you can list down as blessings in your life. And when we're too busy, when we're too occupied with things that we want to achieve in life, those small things actually becoming more important in life. And therefore, it's very important that we practice daily gratitude first thing in the morning. Just look around. When you're alive, when the moment that you get up, you have another life to live that's already a gift that given by the universe, telling you that you are blessed, right? And if you've been skipping this practice lately, consider this as a reminder. So cultivating a mindset gratitude can significantly shift your energy and attract more positivity. And so why not begin each day by acknowledging and appreciating the abundance that surrounds you? And with that, I'm going to leave you with this powerful quote or message from Rhonda Byrne, the author of The Secret. Gratitude is a powerful process for shifting your energy and bringing more of what you want in life. Be grateful for what you already have, and you will attract more good things. As a bonus, when you find this episode super helpful and valuable, consider a one-on-one call with me to explore a deeper shifts in mindset and emotion. The link is available below, and also check out other episodes as well for more insights. Thanks for tuning in. Drop your comments or thoughts below, and don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate or review, and remember, stay optimistic. Change that narrative, keep taking action, let go, believe in yourself, and stay on your game because you've got what it takes to achieve your dreams and make a positive impact on this planet. Until next time, with yours truly, Cindy Marie, here to empower your life, transform you, and be unstoppable.